Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are the Steelers AFC contenders? They're sitting at 4-1. If the season ended today, they'd be the number two seed in the AFC. The only team with a better record is the Indianapolis Colts. They're 5-1. So the Steelers are one of just two teams in the AFC that has fewer than two losses. And folks, I'm here to tell you, and you got to take care of business against Cincinnati twice, and you got to take care of business the second time around against Cleveland. But I'm here to tell you, folks, the Steelers can get the 1 or 2 seed in the AFC. They really can. They've got the tiebreaker on the Patriots. Starkey said last week he thinks that the Pats are going to win that division.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might have a better top-to-bottom roster than Buffalo, man.
Yes.
The Patriots.
Yes.
And guess what you've got over the Patriots? A dub, which is the first tiebreaker. If they win the division and you finish with the same record as New England, you have a better seed than them. That's how that works. You're also going to play the Chargers on the road. Not a tough place to play. You're going to have more fans there than they are. You've had a lot of success out there. And again, they can't protect Justin Herbert. If the Steelers played the Chargers today, I would pick the Steelers to win that football game.
I agree.
The Steelers will play the Bills. The Bills cannot win outside of Buffalo. At least they have not shown the ability to win outside of Buffalo this year. They beat Baltimore. Where was that? It was in Buffalo. They beat the Jets on the road, but okay, so has everybody. They played Miami at home, won. New Orleans at home, won. They actually lost to New England at home, and they went on the road to Atlanta and lost that football game. You have them at Acrisure Stadium, and I'm telling you right now, the Steelers, top to bottom, have a better roster than Buffalo. They don't have Josh Allen, and Josh Allen sometimes by himself can be enough. But that game's at least a toss-up to me right now. You are going to play the number one seed Indianapolis Colts. Guess where you play that game?
Home.
Acrisure Stadium. If you played Indianapolis on the road, you would be an underdog. And deservedly so. Indianapolis, to me, has been the most impressive team in the AFC, if not the NFL. But you're going to get them at home. And I think the Steelers can and probably should win that football game. There's no juggernauts right now. I think Kansas City eventually will become a juggernaut because gestures wildly. They're the Kansas City Chiefs, Doran. But right now they're 3-3. And guess what? You don't play them this year. So we asked the question, are the Steelers true, legitimate contenders in the AFC? I think the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
There's only one team that's played better than them in the AFC so far, and that's Indianapolis.
Yep.
That's the only one. What would give you pause? Health?
Health, sustainability of... See, like right now, and I know this is an exhausting talking point. We'll get into it even in more depth. But like if I was sitting there and I looked around the AFC and I looked around the NFL and I knew that I was a contender and in the thick of things right now and really control my own destiny and I had the cap space, like I would trade for a legit number two receiver because that could expand my offense even more or as an insurance policy just in case I wanted to go that route and use more receivers than I do tight ends. Or if we feel comfortable at a point where I don't have to use an extra tackle, I don't have to use Darnell all the time, even though that his whenever he's in the game that they win football games. I mean, I still use him, but like if I had an Olave and a Calvin Austin coming off of an injury, I would try to patch up the potential holes around my roster right now if I had the cap space to do it, knowing that we can actually make some noise this year.
I'm with you, and it's mostly about the injury thing, because we've seen DK Metcalf, or DeKalen Metcalf as he would like to be referred to, is really good, and he's the guy that every defense is circling and they still can't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he gets hurt?
Exactly.
You're in the same situation you were in last year when George Pickens got hurt. So I had said last week, well, the offense is developing. They can't even get Freiermuth the ball. Maybe you put a pin in the wide receiver two thing. No, you got to go for it, man. This is why they did not tank this year. This is why they didn't even take a step back to take two steps forward, because you never know what could happen. Joe Burrow hurt, Lamar Jackson hurt, and they stink. And they would need to go on a historic run to probably catch you if you just take care of business down the stretch. The Chiefs are 3-3. The Bills don't look as formidable. Like, I ain't scared of the Colts. I think they're good. I ain't scared. Do what you can to go for it now, because you have positioned yourself to be legit in a conference where there's not a lot of legit. Now you need to guard against injury.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.